Thanks everyone for coming out this Sunday afternoon. Spanish Fork, Utah. Thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agyanati Madanda Syam, Garangana Salakyam, Chaksurin Militam, Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manovistam, Stavitam Yena Bhutare, Swayam Rupa Kadamyam, Dirati Swaparantikam. I'd like to talk to you today about not a moment too late. We all have things that we're believing for, dreams that we wish would come to pass, problems to turn around. We've been praying, standing in faith, but nothing, I mean nothing, is happening. Now it seems like we've missed our chance. It's too late to have a baby. It's too late to start my business. Too late to break this addiction. Too late to become a pure devotee. Our message tonight is that sometimes Krishna or God waits on purpose till the odds are against us, till it seems like we've missed our chance, till looks like we're over the hill. He waits until the obstacle is too big, the dream so unlikely that when he turns it around, there won't be any doubt. It was his favor, his healing, his power making a way where there was no way. Prabhupada, our guru, writes, Shevan Mukhi hi Jiva Doshayam Evas Priyatarha. Quote, devotional relationship with Krishna God, you cannot establish artificially. Everything has got a particular relationship with Krishna in their original constitutional position. That will be revealed gradually as you advance in devotional service in the prescribed rules and regulation as they are directed by scriptures and by spiritual master. When you are trained up properly, you come to the platform of realizing your original spiritual form called Swarup Sriti. What does that mean? That Krishna, or God, has everything strategically planned out down to the smallest details. It's not like he forgot or he miscalculated. Oh, I meant to give them that promise years earlier. Why did I wait so long? No, Krishna on purpose waited for the odds to be against you. He on purpose waited until you were that age. Maybe Krishna's put promises into your heart that seem too late. You don't see how you can get well, how your child can get back on course, how you'll meet the right person, how you'll overcome those material attachments. Krishna didn't miscalculate. He didn't accidentally choose the wrong person. Prabhupada, our spiritual master, back in India, could have been viewed as the most unlikely disciple of his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western countries. He spent the middle years of his life raising a family, running a business. His godbrothers in the Gaudiya Math mission were all full-time sannyasis, swamis. They had no families, no businesses, no distractions to take them away. And yet, by the time Prabhupada had retired from family life and his business in 1959, none of them had succeeded in taking Krishna consciousness to the Western countries, which was the innermost desire, most often stated desire, of their common guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Prabhupada, at 60 years old, began to prepare to go to the Western countries, calculating they couldn't do it, the racehorses couldn't do it, so now let's see what the old gray mare can do. Sometimes Krishna will let the odds be against you, just like he did with Prabhupada, on purpose. He lets it seem like it's too late. You're too old. The mission is too big. You're too far gone. Krishna lets the circumstances seem to be impossible, and then he says, now your season has arrived. Now your time is here. Prabhupada, I'm going to bless you in your autumnal years. to spark a worldwide spiritual revolution. Can I tell you that Krishna, God, doesn't do things on a normal schedule, a normal time frame? He has some unscheduled blessings for you, things that are out of the season, out of the ordinary, things that shouldn't in the natural be happening now. Well, Charu, I'm past my prime. The medical report says it's too late. The financial experts say things should be down during the pandemic. Well, that's exactly when Krishna steps in and says, let me show you who I am. I am not limited by time. I am not affected by the economy. I am not restricted by your age, your background, your opposition, by how long it's been. Why not? Because I control millions and millions of universes. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvapravartate. When I speak, dead wombs come back to life. When I speak, the passed away rise from their graves. When I speak, sick people recover. When I speak, addictions are broken. When I speak, marriages are restored. Opportunities show up. When I speak, Krishna temples start multiplying in Mormon, Utah. When your thoughts tell you it's too late, it's never going to happen now, let it go in one ear and out the other. Why? Because God is faithful. What he promised you is still en route. You may not see any sign of it. Every circumstance indicates there is no way. Can I tell you, things are happening that you can't see? In the unseen realm, Krishna is moving the wrong people out of the way, lining up the healing, the favor, the good breaks. They're already on his schedule for you. But here's the key. If you could see how it was going to happen, then it wouldn't take any faith, would it? If Krishna would have sent Prabhupada to America, for instance, in his 20s, that would have been great. But it would not have been that unusual. But Krishna is going to put promises in your heart that are completely out of the ordinary. Things that seem unlikely, too big, too much money, too much opposition. Now it's up to you what to do with God's promise. Are you going to dismiss it? That's not for me. No way that could happen now. Me, get well now. Me, start that business now. Me, meet the right person now. Do you know, Lord, how long I've been single? Open that temple now. Krishna, where were you 20 years ago? How do you know that Krishna has not waited on purpose? How do you know that Krishna did not let the odds be against you for a reason? He's saying to you what he said to Prabhupada, now I'm going to bless you. Now I'm going to heal you. Now I'm going to turn that child around. Now at this season in your life, I'm going to cause your mission to take off. Our encouragement is to receive that in your spirit. It's not too late. You haven't missed your chance. Krishna waited so that he can show out in your life in a dramatic way. He wants to make you an example of his goodness. If he did it at a normal time, no one would have even noticed. He did it under ordinary circumstances. It would have been no big deal. And get ready for some unscheduled blessings, some out-of-season increase, not at the normal time promotion. Promises that you've given up on. Dreams that you've let go of. You've accepted that it's too late to accomplish that goal. Too late to break that addiction. Too late to have that baby. That all may be perfectly true looking at it on a normal schedule. You don't see it there, but Krishna is saying to you tonight, it's on my schedule. I still have a way to make it pass. I wouldn't have promised it if I wasn't going to do it. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a great sage in our disciplic session, gave the example of the mango in the ripe stage and in the unripe stage. Unripe stage, it's green, it's bitter. But the same mango, when it's ripe, yellow, it is sweet. In fact, arguably the sweetest fruit of all. But Prabhupada says, we shall have to wait for this stage. And in the meantime, be careful we not commit offenses against advanced saintly persons. then surely we will arrive at spiritual maturity. Just like a diseased patient, if he follows the regulations given by the physician and takes the medicine over the course of time, he'll surely be cured. Now, all through the day, Krishna, thank you for what you started in my life, you will finish. It seemed too late for me, but Lord, I know it's not too late for you. Thank you for these unscheduled blessings, blessings out of season. Prabhupada continues here. So Sarup Siddhi, the spiritual form, is attained at a certain stage. Just like the desire for sex life is there in every human being, but in our infancy, it does not manifest itself. The boy and girl have to come up to the mature stage, then it becomes manifest. You cannot manifest it prematurely or artificially. Similarly, Raga Bhakti, Sarup Siddhi, becomes revealed or manifest by the process of chanting and hearing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just like you cannot force the sunrise at 3 o'clock in the morning, but if you wait patiently, it will come up automatically on its own. Similarly, you chant the names of God in order to develop love of God and in order to evolve your spiritual form, but you cannot force it. Be patient and persevere. Be confident at the same time that just as the sun will inevitably arise, also inevitably one will taste the mature fruit of love of God. Sometimes Krishna consequently puts promises in our heart that seem too big, so unlikely that it's almost funny. Sometimes all we can do is just laugh when we think about the promises of Krishna. Krishna, you want me to cross an ocean and start a movement for God consciousness in the U.S. of A? Krishna, you want an old man to preach love of God to a culture that has a total obsession with youth? Krishna, are you starting to laugh? The reason we don't laugh is because we know it actually happened. It's history. But imagine Prabhupada's laughing when he first thought of the weight and the gravity and the impossibility of the mission that his spiritual master had given him. Krishna, you want me to teach sense control and discipline to the tune in, tune on, and drop out generation? Krishna, you're saying in the middle of a pandemic, I'm going to lend and not borrow? Have you seen my finances? Krishna, you say my children will be mighty in the land. Have you seen what they've been doing lately? Are you sure you have the right children? The Prabhupada says overriding all of that is something called enthusiasm. Theo comes from the Greek word for God. One has to have enthusiasm for the adventure of preaching the glories of the Lord to the best of my capacity. Let me see what I can do, and then I can't wait to see what the Lord is going to do in reciprocation. Prabhupada says it's not that one has to become a very learned scholar in order to become a preacher. It just requires enthusiasm. My Lord is so great, so kind, so beautiful, so wonderful. I must spill over. I must overflow speaking about the Lord. Enthusiasm. You may not even know Krishna very perfectly. It's not possible to know the extent of the energies and potencies of God. He's unlimited. We can never know God 100%. But Krishna reveals himself as far as it is possible for us to receive it. And so if we're very sincere servant of Krishna and we serve patiently, then Krishna is going to reveal himself to the aspirant devotee. The example is given in this connection. A girl is married. Now, generally, a girl wants a child. But if she wants a child immediately, like the next day during her honeymoon, that's a little unrealistic. It's not possible. She has to wait until there's friendship, there's intimacy. She serves her husband nicely, like a friend and a faithful wife. In due course of time, she'll become pregnant and she'll have a child. And she must be confident and excited that because she's married, because she's got a good husband, there must be a child. But she also must know you can't have the child immediately. It's going to come later. Here's another consideration as well. When we get impatient and we think God's not acting fast enough, when we doubt or complain about waiting for God to answer our needs or show us his will, we're forgetting how long he has been waiting for us. He's been waiting for us tens of thousands of lifetimes. Brahmanda, Brahmite, Kono, Bhagavana, Jiva, Guru, Krishna, Prashadi, Pai, Bhakti, Lata, Bish. After wandering throughout thousands and thousands of incarnations, species of life from higher to lower, higher, middle, and lower planetary systems, finally the inquiry arises in the human form, Atato Brahma Jignashu. Who am I? Where did I come from? What is my purpose in life? What is my duty in life? At that point, Krishna sends to that sincerely inquisitive seeker, a bona fide spiritual master. Eons ago, Krishna told us to worship him, and he's still waiting for us to put him above our college football team. Krishna told us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and he is still waiting for our love to conquer our hate. Krishna told us to trust in him completely, and he's still waiting for us to let go of our worldly fears. How can we presume to complain about waiting for Krishna when Krishna's been waiting for us so long? I think of the life of William Wilberforce, a devoted Christian and abolitionist leader in England in the last century. He worked tirelessly his entire life to outlaw the practice of slavery, but he never complained as decade, decade, a decade passed, and his efforts seemed to have borne no fruit. After all, he thought, I've just been waiting 50 or 60 years for slavery to end. Krishna has been waiting for thousands of years to men and women to give up the practice of owning other human beings. And finally, as William Wilberforce lay on his deathbed 4 days before he passed away, exhausted from a lifetime of struggle, the British Parliament passed the law which eliminated slavery in the British Empire. It's a fact that waiting, I think you'll agree with me, is easier if we know that our waiting is not in vain, that there's a purpose and a promise in our waiting. During the Second World War, a group of Scottish soldiers were languishing in a Nazi prisoner of war camp until one day, one of the prisoners overheard over a smuggled radio that the Allies had landed on Normandy Beach. And word spread quickly throughout the camp, and all the prisoners began cheering. Their guards thought they were crazy, but the prisoners knew better. They knew that their waiting was not in vain, and the victory was already won, even if it had not arrived there yet. That's how we can wait for Krishna. Sometimes people get what they seek from Krishna right away. And sometimes, like William Wilberforce, they wait a whole lifetime. But through it all, it is said, those who patiently and excitedly and confidently wait on the Lord are renewed and strengthened because they know that their waiting can never be in vain. They know that the victory has already been won, even if it isn't fully here yet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama, Rama, Hari Hari. Sometimes when Prabhupada wasn't having any success in his first year in America, he would go to the shipping company and check on the departure times of boats back to India. He never had any intention of actually returning at that time, but he was feeling homesick for the holy place of Vrindavan and maybe even having a crisis of faith. Now, if Krishna only blessed us when we totally 100% believed, some of us wouldn't reach our destiny. He's going to do exactly what he promised at the time that he promised. It may seem too late, but that's how Krishna planned it. It may look impossible, but that's exactly how Krishna planned it. The medical report may not be good. you had a setback in your finances, the odds are against you, that does not stop the Almighty God. You haven't missed your chance. The window hasn't closed. An unscheduled blessing is coming. An out-of-season promotion is en route. Healing, breakthroughs, the right people, they're already on Krishna's calendar. It's going to happen exactly at the time he planned. Not a moment too early, nor a moment too late. Can I tell you that Krishna has some of those who would have ever thought blessings lined up for you? Who would have ever thought my business would take off at a time like this? Who would have ever thought I'd meet someone this amazing? Who would have ever thought I'd feel this good and healthy again? Or how about who would have ever thought we'd be meeting in Spanish Fork, Utah, in this beautiful Krishna temple this evening? If you make a lifestyle out of devotional service to the Almighty Lord, can I tell you that you're going to regularly laugh in unbelief, thinking that you're too old, you're too far gone? And then that laughing of unbelief is going to turn to laughing with great joy, opening that temple, beating that addiction, seeing the opportunities, starting that mission, experiencing the goodness of God. Miracles for those in devotional service are going to become commonplace, but they'll often happen much later and in a different way than what you expected. Why? Krishna, with his flute to his lips, peacock feathers stuck jauntily in his crown, standing in a threefold bending way with that mischievous twinkle in his eye, is an unpredictable God. He loves to surprise you when you least expect it. One day you're going to see that promise come to pass in an amazing way. One day you're going to say, who would have ever thought that Krishna would have blessed me like this? You're going to stand in amazement at what Krishna has in your future. Now, quit believing the lies that if it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. If you were going to get well, come on, Charu, you would have gotten well by now. If you were going to get that good break, meet that right person, write that book, come on, surely it would have happened by now. Just look at how long it's been. But it is said, do not be impatient for the Lord to act. Keep traveling steadily along his path, and in due season, he will honor you with every blessing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you'll keep doing the right thing, then everything that has your name on it is coming. Healing with your name on it, a blessed business with your name on it, a book with your name on it. There's an eternal spiritual body, Siddha Sarup, with your name on it. Don't be impatient that it hasn't happened yet. It wasn't supposed to happen yet. Well, Charu, I'm getting old. I think I've missed my season. No, you're coming into your season. Well, these people at work, they turned on me. They always leave me out. They were supposed to leave you out. It's not setting you back. It's setting you up. Keep honoring Krishna, and every blessing that has your name on it is coming. People can't stop it. Bad breaks can't stop it. Age can't stop it. Time can't stop it. The economy can't stop it. Forces of darkness can't stop it. And I'll grant you, in the natural, it is too late. It shouldn't happen now. But can I remind you that we worship a supernatural God? Can bring dead dreams back to life, dead relationship, dead finances, dead health. When it's your time to give birth, Krishna will resurrect everything that you need. I heard a joke. 5-year-old girl was watching her mother in fascination as her mother was slavering cold cream all over her face. And the little girl said, "Mother, why do you do that?" And the mother said, "To make myself beautiful." And then a few seconds later, the girl's amazement, her mother began removing the cream with a tissue. The little girl said, "What's the matter? Are you giving up already?" Sometimes I believe that Krishna looks at our underwhelming determination and asks the question, "Are you giving up already?" Believe it or not, there are not only people outside of religious institutions who have given up on God, but there are also plenty of people inside who have given up on God. Some people quit going to the church, the temple, the mosque, because they've given up on God. They quit praying, they quit serving, they quit chanting, they quit financially supporting the temple, church, or mosque because they've given up on God. However, Krishna has already promised He will never give up on us. At the right time, He will bring our dreams to pass. We, however, have to do our part, stay the course, be patient, and never give up on Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. There was no one more faithful to His promise than the Lord. Just because it seems that Krishna is too late doesn't mean that He's not going to come through. Don't be fooled by the circumstances. You may not see anything. The odds seem to be against you. The experts, the talking heads are going to say it's never going to work out. Can I remind you that Krishna controls millions and millions of universes? Do not be impatient for Him to act. You don't need to hurry along the Lord of millions of universes. What you need to do is trust Him when He acts quickly or when He takes His time. Keep believing even when it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Keep serving Him when it seems to you like it's taking too long. Keep honoring Him by chanting His holy names every day. Do all of the above when you feel like it, and do all of the above when you don't feel like it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pass these tests of time and you will capture the Lord with your love. When He's pleased with the gift of your devotion, every blessing that belongs to you will show up. You won't have to go after it. It's going to come after you. It's going to happen at the time Krishna planned. I heard about a Catholic nun who was leaving a community in Africa where she'd served for several decades. As she was leaving, a young local man came up to her and said, "I have a gift." He gave her a seashell. She adored and thanked him. "Where did you get it?" she asked. He told her he'd gone to the ocean to get it. She said, "That's 100 miles away. How did you get there? And how long did it take?" He said he walked and it took 8 days. "Why did you go to this trouble?" she asked. He said the trouble was part of the gift. And so is our willingness to go through the effort, through the delays, and through the pain to show the Lord our devotion. If we buckle down for the long haul, put onto Krishna's altar our patience, our endurance, our perseverance, we'll not be the loser, but the gainer by a million times over. Trust when you don't see anything happening. Believe when heaven is silent. He's working behind the scenes. Every blessing that has your name on it, if you'll be patient, not only is it going to find you, but it's going to be better than you ever thought possible. The delay is a sign that Krishna is up to something big. It's a sign that He's about to show out in your life. And the mistake that we often make is that we get too discouraged in the delays. We believe the lies that God doesn't care about me. If He did, He would have been here by now. Does He even know what I'm going through? It is said Krishna sees every sparrow, every little bird that falls to the ground. Then how much more does He see you who are engaged in His loving devotional service? You're His child. You're made in His image. He calls you a masterpiece. He sees what you're going through. He's concerned and He's coming. At the time He has planned, in your due season, you're going to see healing, freedom, breakthroughs, abundance, more than you ever imagined. I heard a story which illustrates how often we confuse Krishna's timing with ours. A country newspaper had been running a series of articles on the value of church attendance. And one day, a letter to the editor was received in the newspaper office. It had a note, "Print this if you dare." This is the letter. "I have been running an experiment. I have a field of corn, which I plowed on Sunday. I planted on Sunday. I did all the cultivation on Sunday. I gathered the harvest on Sunday, and I hauled it to my barn on Sunday. And I found that my harvest this October was just as good as any of my neighbors who faithfully attended church on Sunday. So where was God all of this time?" The editor went ahead and printed the letter, but he added his reply at the bottom. Your mistake, sir, was in thinking that God always settles his accounts in October. Isn't that our mistake as well? Thinking that Krishna should act when and how we want him to, according to our timetable rather than his. The fact that our vision is limited, finite, we're unable to see the end from the beginning, somehow or other eludes us. It escapes us. And as a result, we complain, we get frustrated, agitated, we accuse Krishna of being indifferent to us. In the end, it translates to living without faith. However, if you will do the right thing, Krishna is not only going to give you an abundance, but you're going to come into some prepared blessings, promotion waiting for you, the right people, the business. You're not going to have to make it or force it to happen. You're not going to have to start from scratch. It's going to fall into place. You've had delays. You're wondering where Krishna is in all this. If you stayed in faith, then you're about to see what Krishna has been up to all this time. Don't be impatient for Krishna to act. Keep honoring him. Every blessing that has your name on it is coming. Sometimes when Krishna is not showing up, we're not seeing things happen. We feel like we're falling behind. We feel like others are getting ahead. Can I tell you, you don't have to do anything drastically different. You don't have to make any changes. Just be patient because Krishna's going to bless you right where you are. Right now, even though you may be in a dry season, even though it may seem like things are not changing, can I encourage you? Krishna sees your faithfulness. He sees you doing the right thing when the wrong thing's happening. He sees you in the morning hours chanting his holy names. He has not forgotten about you. He's going to make up for what hasn't happened. Not a moment too early, nor a moment too late. He's going to grant you the promotion, award you the breakthrough, deliver you the victory, accomplish the fulfillment of your dreams in this life and next life. He's going to take you back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.